I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the first Grilling Guys show of the year. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope your 2020 is well behind you and you're looking forward to a great 21. I know I am. The only great thing to happen to me in 2020 was my bride, and I'm pleased with that, and we're going to move forward to 21. Here we go.
We're here.
Steaks, man. If there's nothing I like better on a grill than a piece of beef, a big old steak. It's my favorite. People ask me that, what's your favorite thing on the grill, and it's I don't hesitate. That's right where I'm at, man.
I do hesitate because, weirdly enough, I struggle between a great hamburger and a steak.
Well,
I love hamburgers so much. I mean, I really like steak, but I might be cheap enough or have to grill for too many people.
Well, it's the latter, Bob. I mean, you're feeding dozen most times when you're firing up anything. You got big family and a lot
right
of people
back to
around.
The cheap, right? Because I can't afford.
Well,
it.
No, I get it. That's realistic. Nobody can eat steak every day. Right? I mean, you're not going to do that. You're going to eat. I love a burger. I love a great burger. The worst thing about COVID for me is the fact that I can't wheel into some little small town, belly up, have a beer and a burger, and be on my way. I mean, that's what I miss the most.
Well, I think you'll be able to more and more because I see more and more of these guys. I watch these videos of restaurateurs and like the lady we had on from Calumet.
Right.
And I saw a guy yesterday in L.A., I mean, they just have had it. He said, I can't pay my people. And here's the health inspector, you know, there just like smirking at him. And he's like, did you get paid?
Right.
He's like, of course I did. Like, that says it all.
Right.
This guy can't pay his people.
Right.
And he's going to lose his building.
Right. And it's his livelihood.
And it's because it's the worst pandemic in the world. It's not.
Right.
Less people died last year than in 19.
Right.
Less people died in 2020 than in
19. And if you've lost somebody in your family, we're not making light of that by any means.
But you don't shut down a whole country.
Right, exactly.
You can't kill people's
businesses. And now that the vaccine's here, hopefully we can ramp this up.
Why do you want to kill people's businesses if you're a heartless bureaucrat and you just get a paycheck? But guess what? If we all lose our businesses and can't pay our taxes, you're not going to get a paycheck either.
Right.
There will be no need for you.
Right. Exactly.
Why do they still have health inspectors?
I don't know.
If you don't have a restaurant, just fire all of them.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a movement. Fire all the health inspectors because you can't open your restaurant.
Right.
So what do you need, 10% of them?
I don't know.
Gretch, you listening? Right. Get rid of that pork. Caveman steak.
Yes, sir.
Stephen Reichlin. A friend of mine and very successful, the guy that started Barbecue U. He's done a million things. He's very famous and
well written.
Sort of.
He has several books
lots
out.
Lots of books.
Yep.
And he's a fanatic. He shows us in his YouTube video the caveman steak, and I'll tell you to go ahead and Google that sometime or use DuckDuckGo, I should say, and it's on YouTube. Same smell. It's called Caveman Steak by Stephen Reichlin, Reichlin. It's a 2-inch cut T-bone.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good start, Jop.
And you're probably going to have to go to your butcher to get one of those. You aren't going to find it anywhere else.
Do you like steak, Jop?
Yeah, exactly.
I saw you just kind of, you went into a little coma there when I said 2-inch cut T-bone. It goes good with bourbon. So you get this big old thing. You build a nice wood fire out in a pit or wherever you can build a fire, maybe on the state capitol. Build yourself a nice campfire. I know.
Focus, would you?
Angry.
Come on.
I'm angry. Build a nice fire anywhere you can. And when you get a big, beautiful set of coals, kind of take your shovel and level it out a little bit. Get one of those cheap paintbrushes that's horsehair.
Right.
They're like a buck.
Right.
A big, wide one. And then take this big monster 2-inch, and I'm probably going to say let it come up to room temperature, and if it's not sweating enough, put just a little touch of EVO on it.
Right.
I would do the garlic. Then I'm going to take coarse sea salt, and I'm going to pack it all over it, and I'm going to flip it over, and I'm going to pack it all over it, and then I'm going to hit it with some coarse pepper on each side. Go to that fire and take your horsehair brush and brush the gray dust off the top of
You almost
of
don't
coals.
Even need to touch it. If you're going over it quite quick, that
It'll
stuff
blow
will blow
away.
Off.
It will.
Right. Yep.
It will. And then set that steak right on the coals. And you're going to go...
You're going, what? Yes, right. And there's no grate. You're gonna there's go, no grill, right?
Right. And you're going to go 4 minutes, pick it up, take that same brush, pull it off to the side, and brush some of the black stuff off of it because it's going to be some charcoal on it. You're creating charcoal when you do this. And then brush off another clean spot, flip her over, about 4 minutes there, pull it off, put it on a big platter, throw a bowl or a cover or something on it, and just let her rest for a while. Give it about 5 minutes.
To rest.
Because that steak is going to keep cooking for a little bit.
Right.
And when you bring that out on a plate, you want to do two or three of them, depending on... It'd be great for deer camp, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Or fishing camp if you're going to do a fly-in in Canada, if they let you in. I don't know. You might kill everybody there if you do go. I can't go to Canada still. So I was going to go fishing up there this year, but...
Focus. Finish the
Trudeau
steak, man.
Trudeau says no.
Finish the steak recipe.
So you go to the UP on a fishing camp. That's your piece of meat to bring. You want to show your buddies you love them? You go down to Sobeys or R&J or wherever you get your meat. And find the, at least a choice cut of T-bone. Tell them to cut them off 2 inches thick.
Right.
And you want a coarse sea salt.
Right, because what that sea salt's going to do is create a little barrier on there and give you some air between the coals and the steak, because that coarse sea salt, you want a lot of it on there, because as you brush it off, you'll be brushing off most of the salt
yep.
as well. And when, but it's there for a purpose. And,
well, you got to salt the steak anyway.
Right, exactly. But it's not going to be too salty. You got a big 2-inch cut of it.
No, you're going to put the salt on right before you throw it in the fire.
Right.
If you throw it on too early, it's going to start leaching, and you're going to get that slime on there. So you want to do it right before you throw it on.
Yep.
It's not a park it for an hour
thing. And, of course, sea salt. Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing the salt does is it forms a crust.
Yeah.
And you get to scrape a bunch of that crust off, but not all of it. But it keeps the ash from embedding in your food.
Right.
And then the salt does its magic.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. So tell me what you want to do with sous vide.
Well, it's a reverse sear, sous vide, whatever. We can throw the sous vide aside because, as you reminded me, we covered that last week. We don't need to beat that to death.
No, but you did it this way.
It's a technique.
Most people don't have a sous vide.
Right. And a sous vide is a little device that goes in a pot of water, and it heats it to a certain temperature, and it keeps it that, whatever temperature you set it at. And it circulates the water, and you're cooking in a warm bath of water. So, and whatever you've got in there, you're in it, you vac sealed in a vac bag, right? Like you'd freeze in. So, let's say you've got a porterhouse steak, okay? And you're like that to be 130 degrees center temperature when you've got it done. Right? So you put it in this vac seal it, drop it in water, and you put this sous vide on the side of the pot, and it'll start circulating the water, and it'll heat the water to 130 degrees. It won't go to 132, it won't go to 129. It gets it to 130 and it holds it there, and it just circulates. And, you know, for you need a piece of a beef like that in there for a couple hours because it'll come up to temperature, and then it'll cook it all the way through at that 130. You take it out of there, it's ready to eat, but it's kind of ugly. Because it's gray, right? It didn't get any color from the grill. So you pop it out of that bag. You got your grill preheated. Go out there, do your 10 and 2 on a hot, hot grill. Because all you want to do is put some color on and sear it, right? Couple sides. You pull it off, let it rest, and you're ready to go. And it's a that sear that I just talked about is maybe a minute that you need to do. So
why is that?
Just because the steak's all cooked. There's no cooking of the steak.
So back that up a little bit.
That's a reverse sear.
Maybe bring it up to 115.
Yep.
And you only want to do this with beef. You don't want to do it with pork. You'll be in the danger zone.
Right.
Bring it up to 115. Then you can leave it on the grill a little longer, and you can char it just a touch.
Yep, if you like that.
And
yep.
get a little bit.
Yep.
Because it depends on what temperature you want your meat at.
Yeah.
I want mine at 130, 135.
Right. And the cool part about it is that you can do a bunch of these, and if you wanted to, the day before, leave them in the vac bags. They're cooked. And then take them out the next day and put them on the grill if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because they're all cooked
through. It's a good thing you threw it on the grill because, you know, we'd have to rename the show.
Right, and we're not going to do that. But anyway, coming up next, we might dive into a little flat iron, or maybe we'll get back to the tenderloin if we can stay off the politics. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.